Excited to be joined by the 2014 X Factor winner, Marlissa. She's got her debut self-titled album out now, released a couple of weeks back with the new single, Stand By You. She joins us this morning. Hey, Marlissa, how are you?
Hello, I'm good, thank you.
That's really, really good to hear. The last couple of weeks been pretty crazy for you, right?
Yes. A lot of roller coasters. And I released my album recently, yes. So I'm really excited about that. And it's going really well, so I'm really happy with that.
You look stunning on the front cover. Mm-hmm. I follow you on Instagram, and I saw you holding up the big poster the other day of the single, the Stand By You, with the pony, yes. With the big ponytail. I'm loving it.
Yeah, it's awesome. I can't believe I'm doing this.
I probably shouldn't admit this, because as we're waiting for you, I'm a doodler. Like, I've got a pen in my hand. So I always will be scribbling or like practicing my signature. Did you used to do that in school? Did people still do that?
Well, I did used to do that, like when I had spare time or when I was bored.
Yeah, but, well, I was sitting here and we've got this big, all documents of you, and I just drew a mustache on you. And
I
should apologize for that. But it's November, Movember, so it's timely.
Enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough. We'll tweet the picture out so you can see the artwork that Christy's done for you, Marlissa.
Okay,
but I'm not looking forward to it.
Oh, you're not? I reckon you could rock. You could rock anything. You look amazing in that bit.
Okay.
Hey, Marlissa, what I loved about you, especially on X Factor, was that you seemed just very, very appreciative. Like every single time you received constructive criticism or feedback, or there were moments where the crowd was going wild or standing ovations on the show, if we had a dollar for every time you said the words, thank you, we would be very, very rich. And I remember when that was first announced that you had taken out X Factor, do you remember the acceptance kind of speech that you made after, or is that kind of all a bit of a blur now?
That's kind of all a bit of a blur now, because I'm still in shock, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not expecting this at 15. I just gave it a go, and look where I am now. It's just weird.
Do you want me to reenact it for you? I'm pretty sure it went something like this. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Really?
And I just watched that and I'm like, what a doll. Like, it was just, it's so beautiful for somebody to be, so appreciative.
It's hard to find a young person that has manners these days.
Yeah.
I'm being serious here, Melissa, because, you go through the drive-thru or something and you're like, oh, hey, how are you going? And the person that serves you is like, rude. What do you want kind of thing. And and to hear you and the manners, obviously you were brought up right. That's great.
Thank you.
The new album, it's pieced together by a heap of hits that, of course, you performed on The X Factor, including your brand new song Stand By Me. But there's one song in particular that was highlighted during your time on X Factor. Christy?
Hopelessly Devoted to You. Now, the reason that I bring this up, Marlissa, I was loving this particular episode of X Factor when your mentor, Ronan, said, I've got this great idea for you, Marlissa. Why don't we do a song from Greece called Hopelessly Devoted to You? And tell everybody who potentially can't remember, what was your response to that?
Well, I was like, Greece? Is it the country?
Seriously,
Greece and Greece sound exactly the same. So,
yeah, but this is the thing, Marlissa. We forget sometimes how young you are, that we just go, what do you mean? So, obviously, you've seen the movie Greece now.
Yes.
Yes. And it's on the album.
Yeah.
but here's the thing though, right? Off the back of that, it still blows our minds how young you are. So we've got a list of a couple of things that we would love to test your knowledge. Things that we go, that Brenda and I go, oh, remember that? Remember when we were back in school? There's a couple of things that, if you're willing to play along, that we're going to have a little bit of a quiz right now to see if you remember these particular things. Is that all right?
Yeah, but I'm probably going to fail.
All right, Marlissa. Do you know what a Tamagotchi is?
A Tamagotchi, I think it's like an animal or something.
It's hard, right?
It's an animal, yeah.
It's like the digital animals. They're like these little, they look like a watch, and they've got like a little, an electronic animal on there that you used to have to feed.
Yeah, look after.
Yeah, and like, look
what
after.
What kind of toy is that? Like,
this is true. What about this? This is one of my favourite TV shows growing up, and this is the theme music from it, and I wonder whether you know this. Ringing any bells? It's a weird theme song.
Yes. Have you ever? Yes, I know that.
Do you know
this?
Do you know what it is?
I forgot the name. I know that theme song.
Round the twist.
Round the twist.
Please tell me.
I could have gotten that one.
Have you seen Round the Twist?
I've seen some of the episodes. I watched some of them in primary school.
Yeah. There you go. Because I thought on ABC or Channel 2, they used to do the repeat.
All right, Marlissa, I'm going to test your knowledge. You know, that was one of Christy's favourite TV shows, Around the Twist. One of my favourite TV shows involved this voice.
Yo, Kate, where do you keep your casserole dishes?
Why?
The cat won't fit in the toaster.
Any ideas?
Nah.
I don't even know that.
To be honest, I do not know that.
Have you heard of Alf before?
No.
Alf, oh, he's that brown
Alf the
thing.
Alien. Alf's from Melmac. He's an alien who eats cats and he moves in with a human family.
What kind of story is that?
He's like, what?
You got to see it. It is the best. I promise you. You will laugh.
Okay.
Marlissa, don't feel bad. I didn't even know about that.
Oh,
no. I've heard of Alf, but I didn't know for his voice.
You make me feel like 100 years old, both of you.
Have we got one more?
One more. I'm going to be honest here, Melissa. I don't think you'll get this.
Okay.
But do you remember who used to be the spokesman? Well, he wasn't really a man, but the forefront of Smith's Chips. You know, the chips you buy in the store?
Oh, I'll give you a clue.
Yeah.
Chippies.
No.
No?
I like chips, though.
What was his name?
Chippy Monster.
Oh, the Gobbledock.
The Gobbledock.
Yeah, there's another alien.
What is that?
Another alien. You got to check
on
that one
Smith's
out, too.
On the Smith's Chips ad, they used to have this alien, and he would go around eating everybody's chips. I'm so glad the marketing campaigns
that
are not
so silly.
But do you know what is not silly? Your album and your career, it is taken off. Thank you for having some fun with us. Even, you know, did you have fun or was it just horrifying?
I had so much fun, even though it was weird.
Hey, it's not the first time I've heard that.
So hands down, the weirdest interview you've ever done. Do I get that title?
Yeah, you
excellent.
Could.
Yeah, we do.
I'm complete.
Hey, can you go home now and watch YouTube clips of Alf and Gobbledock and get back to us on Twitter? We would love that.
Okay.
Check it out. And you got to check out Marlissa's brand new album. It's called Stand By You. It is out right now. 11 tracks on it. Some of the tracks, of course, from X Factor. It's been a pleasure to chat with you. And look, your career is going to soar. And you know, best of luck for everything that's ahead. And thanks for chatting with us.
Thank you so much for having me.